Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Boys and girls, I am so glad that you're back with me. We have been studying the story of Zacchaeus, and we have learned that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Now, did people like tax collectors? No, they didn't. Before we get started, we want to pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will be with us as we study and read from God's Word. Dear Heavenly Father, please send your Spirit to work in our hearts, that as we read from your word, that we will understand and that we will be able to learn and apply what you want us to learn today. We love you. Amen. Zacchaeus was surprised. Here he had climbed up in a tree. The crowd was passing under him, and all of a sudden, Jesus stops. It's a wonder he didn't fall out of the tree. He quickly came down, and in a moment, he was standing in front of Jesus with a big smile on his face. He was thrilled to think that Jesus would want to go to home with him. What did Zacchaeus do when Jesus looked up and talked to him? We are going to look at Luke chapter 19, verse 6, and see what Zacchaeus did when Jesus talked to him. Luke chapter 19, verse 6. Luke is the what book in the Bible? The third book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 19, verse 6. Now, if you need more time, just press pause and look up the verse in your Bible. And then once you're ready, press play again. We are going to go to Luke chapter 19, verse 6. Here's what it says.
So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
Zacchaeus seems pretty excited, doesn't he? He made haste and came down and received Jesus, how? Joyfully. He was so excited. When you are full of joy, how do you feel? You just want to laugh and jump and maybe dance around, and you're just so excited, aren't you? Well, he was so happy that Jesus was wanting to come to his house. It was his dream come true. As they started towards his home, Zacchaeus was happier than you could ever imagine. For a moment, he couldn't even think of anything to say, but he knew what people around him were thinking. Remember, in that crowd are the scribes and the Pharisees. And what we talked about was that the scribes and Pharisees, what did they think of tax collectors? Did they like them? No, they could not stand them. They thought that they were sinners. And here is Zacchaeus going home with Jesus. He knew that these were his friends and his work acquaintances and that they didn't like him very much. Here's what they were saying. Let's look at verse 7. We've looked up Luke chapter 19, verse 6. Let's look at verse 7. What were they thinking?
But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who's a sinner."
They were complaining, weren't they? Oh, he's gone to be a guest at Zacchaeus's house. Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus is a sinner. Oh, a sinner. Oh, how can Jesus do that? They did not like it. But does Jesus care what people think, or does he do what's right? He does what's right. Well, suddenly Zacchaeus wanted to let everyone know that he had truly changed and that he was sorry for all the wrong things he had done. He wanted them to know that he was trying to make things right. So as the crowd listened, what did he say to Jesus? And then what did Jesus say to him? What was this dialogue? What was this conversation that they had? Look at Luke chapter 19, verse 8, 9, and 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 8, 9, and 10. Here's what it says.
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone, by false accusation I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he's also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost."
The priests and the rulers thought that the tax collectors were terrible sinners. They didn't allow them to go into the synagogue to worship God. But with Jesus as their guest, it was like Zacchaeus and his family could worship God in their home. Isn't that a neat thought? I had never thought of that before I started studying this lesson this week. Zacchaeus could not go to the temple and worship God. He was not allowed. The priests were like, "Nope, you're a sinner. You can't come here." And how do you think that made Zacchaeus feel? Very bad. But here you have Jesus, who is God, who is the King of the universe, coming into his house. He could worship God right in his own home. Once more, Jesus had reminded the people that he could help and save only those who knew that they were sinners. Look at Luke chapter 18, verse 22. Luke chapter 18, verse 22. I don't even have to turn my page because it's on the same page. You might have to turn back one page. Remember the story about the rich young ruler? We talked about it last week. The rich young ruler, Jesus told him to sell all that he had and give to the poor, and he would have treasure in heaven. And what did the rich young ruler do? How did he feel? He went away sorrowful because he just couldn't bring himself to give it up. But look at Zacchaeus. What has Zacchaeus told Jesus? He said, "I'm restoring fourfold to anybody that I've taken wrongly. And Lord, I'm giving half my goods to the poor." Was he excited and willing to give away his things? Yes, he was. And what did Jesus say? He said, "Salvation has come to this house." Zacchaeus was saved. Now, the rich young ruler in last week's story, he said, "What must I do to be saved?" And Jesus told him, "Sell your things, give to the poor." And could he do it? No. Jesus does not force anyone to give up their things, to sell their things. He gives us a choice. He gave the rich young ruler a choice, and he chose to turn away, and he left sorrowful. Zacchaeus had a choice, didn't he? He chose to give up his things, and what did he have? Salvation. But was it Zacchaeus doing it all by himself, or was it God working in his heart? It was God working in his heart. Remember, Jesus said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Wow. We cannot change our hearts, boys and girls. We cannot make ourselves want to give things away to help others. We cannot force ourselves to do the right thing. We need Jesus to change our hearts. We need him to change us from the inside. And when he does, that is when we give to others because we are happy to do it. I want that in my life, don't you? Well, let's pray and let's ask Jesus to put in our hearts a love for others and a willingness to give just like Zacchaeus gave. Dear Heavenly Father, work in our hearts today, Lord. Just like your Spirit worked in Zacchaeus' heart and he was wanting to give away to the poor, help us to want to have a new heart, to have a generous heart that we want to share with others. But not just because we want salvation, but because you are changing our hearts and giving us that desire. Send us your Spirit, fill us, and do the impossible in our hearts. We love you. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing our memory verse together. Have you learned it yet? It's a pretty catchy tune, isn't it? Well, let's go ahead and sing.
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.